When you do something that you know is wrong, the reality of that sin lingers like a bloodstain on a white cloth. It feels impossible to get rid of, so the guilt eats away at your soul like a cancer. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Now, that's a pretty glum synopsis, but there's nothing new in that. In one of Shakespeare's famous plays, Lady Macbeth, racked with the guilt of murder, looks upon her blood-stained hands and cries, "Out, damned spot, out, I say." That desire for absolution, for the wrong to be undone, the guilt to be erased, is universally part of the human condition. It explains why God took the drastic step of allowing His Son to be crucified on our behalf. Can we ever be absolved of our sin? Can we ever be truly free of the guilt that eats into our very bones? Or are we, like Lady Macbeth, doomed to its consequences for all eternity? Here is God speaking into that very real life and death dilemma today. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. "I, the Lord, am the one speaking to you." Come, let's discuss this. Even if your sins are as dark as red dye, that stain can be removed and you'll be as pure as wool that is as white as snow. There is one place, only one, where that stain can be removed. There is one person, only one, who can cleanse it from you. Jesus, the Son of God, who died to pay for your sins. And when we believe in Him, our sins are forgiven completely. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. In Christ and Christ alone. That's God's word fresh for you today. And the power of God's forgiveness, the power to remove your sin and its consequences, is available to you today. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest special edition book. It's called Eliminating Stubborn Sin Once and for All. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.